I'm standing with Liz Heron, who is the New York Times social media editor. Just built a brilliant plane cum car out of Lego. And speaking to Liz about her job, social media editor at the Times, which started in August. How's it been since August? There's been no shortage of things happening.
Absolutely not. The news has been crazy, and really actually has changed the way the Times was thinking about social media because of what happened in the Middle East. It's raised a lot of consciousness around the newsroom, and pushing us to go even farther than we were planning on going before.
Okay. So what are you hoping to achieve sort of in your position? Is it hard to plan things ahead of time because it's such a fast-changing and sort of very nascent thing to be in? It's hard to define what your role is and how to win it, really, isn't it?
It can be difficult, but I think actually the nature of the job is that each new major news event that happens pushes us forward and pushes our boundaries more and more, and that's how we're going to do all the innovative things that we're going to accomplish.
You were just in a previous really interesting panel, which I'm absolutely gutted to have missed. For everyone back who's not here, what was it like? What was the big takeaway?
It was a fascinating panel, more of a really rollicking conversation than a traditional panel session. And it was with Brian Stelter and Jennifer Preston, my colleagues at the New York Times. Who both have been covering the Middle East protests through the lens of social media. Lots of activists, lots of people who are actually involved in reporting out the news from Egypt, Tunisia, etc. So just a great exchange of information.
Yeah. What has been the role of journalists and social media in this Middle East unrest? Has it been a game changer for you?
Absolutely. I think, you know, journalists have always played a role as curators, which is a new term, but I think something we've always done. We've picked out interesting information, verified it, and given it to people to consume. But I think this has pushed us to even more start curating at the speed of Twitter on Twitter, and seeing how much news was being broken on social networks, made us step our game in terms of actually collecting that information, synthesizing it, and putting it on New York Times for those people who don't know what social media is.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. And the New York Times, I can't get away without asking you this. New York Times metered model comes within weeks, I think. How will that affect your job?
I'm sorry, what comes within?
The metered model, the sort of paid model. I'm not calling it a paywall on purpose.
Yes, it's the metered model. Yeah. It actually won't affect my job very much at all. You know, I don't know too many of the details about how it's going to work, but I do know that coming through social media, when you click on a link through social media, you should not hit any sort of wall. So for us, it may be that people will come to us more through social media than before.
Is it, how big is social media for the New York Times? Does it go right to the top? Is this seen as important right from the top of the organization?
I'd say since I got there in August, it has started to really go right to the top. There's a real recognition that it's important for both news gathering and distribution and community engagement. And just trying to get Bill Keller to tweet a little bit more.
if that's possible at all.
I think it might be.
Okay.